And look, it's that time of day. It's a very abrupt way out of that special Our Changing World feature. Apologies, listeners. Wallace Chapman's here. Kia ora.
Yes, when those horns hit, that's where I come in. Jesse, kia ora to you. Now, big news today. Melissa Lee stripped of her media and communications portfolio. Penny Simmons, the same, stripped of the disability role. Both gone after 5 months. Now, Lee had a first-class honours, or has a first-class honours in communications. So we look over this just after six. We analyse that.
Can I say it's been been a while since we had some political gossip? Just speaking as a neutral.
Yeah,
here.
No, that's absolutely.
You know what I mean? We had Ben Thomas on just after 1 o'clock today, and plenty to talk about, eh?
Yeah, no, and Ben was great on this. So it is a big deal. It's so the questions come arise, don't they, of what sort of leadership style is Chris Luxon? Some would say it's pretty ruthless. Some would say well-deserved. Some would say, well, actually, if Melissa Lee can't do it, because remember, she co-owned a TV production house.
Yes.
And she was with 15 years of the age down under.
Right.
If she can't do media, who can?
Well, you know, the answer is Paul Goldsmith.
Yeah, who's got a second dan belt in Taekwondo and does a lot of Facebook.
So, you know, both good qualifications.
Just asking questions, Jesse. Just asking questions. We talk about that. And due to the decrease in rubbish bins, people as a protest are leaving their bagged up dog poos where the bins were. Now, it's happening in Remuera, of all places, quite a bit. My question to the listeners, would you support this behaviour? 2101. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's not the council. Not that you asked my opinion. It's not the council. It's not the council that suffers when people leave their dog poo in a bag. It's the other residents. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They're making their own neighbourhood worse.
Quite. Other question is, should the council have been brutal enough to actually decrease rubbish bins when the population's increasing? We talk about that. And panic as Defence Force luggage lost ahead of Anzac Day. And it got me thinking, Jesse, you might have a lost luggage story shocker. It can really dampen your travel. You know, that engagement ring stowed in a suitcase, some medication that you really need. Text me your stories, 2101.
Don't put your engagement ring in the suitcase. So I suppose maybe if you're planning on proposing to somebody, yeah.
Exactly.
I thought maybe you were just going clubbing and you thought, we'll put that on.
Yes, we're going to Mallorca or Ibiza. Put that marriage ring away. Yeah. I don't think like you, Jesse.
No. Yeah. Your thoughts on 2101 are most welcome. Just one more thing on that rubbish bin. There are cities in the world where they don't have rubbish bins and everyone is expected to take their rubbish home with them. It's possibly a bit
such as?
Tokyo. You never see a rubbish bin in Tokyo. You take it back to your hotel room with you.
Quite easy to carry around your chip packet or your muesli bar packet in your bag all day, but a little bag of dog poo.
No, you
don't
see.
Really
well,
want
I'm,
to
not
carry that round
I'm not qualified to talk on behalf of dog owners, but.
And would you expect
the
good people of Remuera to carry their dog poos around? Mm. I wouldn't. Would you?
Well, that's why you moved to Remuera, so you don't have to worry about that sort of thing anymore. Don't they have people who walk behind them 5 metres behind? Charles, I've got another one. Ayana Piper-Helian's
here. You said
it,
not me.
She's a producer here on the panel. Kia ora.
Yes, I am. And something that caught my attention today in the news was an article in Stuff by Adam Blackwell. So a man called Phil Parker went to a bank to deposit some cash, and they said, we don't deposit cash over the counter here. You can go over to that smart ATM just outside and you can deposit your cash, but his card had a crack in it, which meant that he couldn't do it. So what he had to do, he's a small business owner in New Lynn. He had to then shut up shop for a little bit, go a few suburbs over, line up in the line of people wanting to deposit some cash over the counter and do that. And we kind of know that bank branches, they're diminishing around the country. A lot of regions don't have them anymore. And a lot of people are upset about this. But surely, if the branch is there, you should be able to do your banking and at least deposit some cash. Really interested in your thoughts about this.
My thought is, of all places where you thought would have cash would be a bank. I mean, it's not your tire centre, your Ripco, that's fine. But a bank? You know, you go in and say, can I have cash? Oh, no, we only deal in zeros and ones these
days. Deposit cash. Yeah. Deposit cash. Yeah, but No, you're right. You'd think that you'd be able to go into a bank and do that. And a KiwiBank spokesperson said that they have 7 automated cash branches across the country that don't allow you to deposit cash over the counter. And I wonder if it would annoy you, Jesse, if you were told, oh no.
I have many thoughts. I feel the same way about this as I do about the dog poos. Take your cash home with you. There's not going to be a lot of places for you to drop it off anymore. You've got to deal with it yourself.
Do you want to guess what percentage of the population pays for everyday things in cash in 2024? I'll be taking guesses from you
okay,
both.
Yes,
percentage of the population, everyday little items in cash. How many?
35%.
21%.
You're both much too low. 47.6%
really?
Of people
You're
still pay for everyday things with cash. Do you both carry cash?
Actually, I've gone back to cash. I'm returned to cash. So as it happens, I took out $100 cash this morning, and that's kind of my spending money. I'm going back to it.
Well, let's stick on that for a moment. What are you going to spend your $100 on?
not on your morning coffees. A lot of cafes don't take cash.
As I found out, I went to, shall I name it? No, I don't know. Quite a well-known cafe.
Yeah.
Just a flat white, please. Here's a tenner. We don't take cash.
Really?
Yeah. What do you take? Oh, we take card. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. It was a way of budgeting, Jesse and Ayana. It's actually a way of budgeting.
I get that.
Because
I've got friends like that who...
It's an old school way of budgeting, Wallace.
Yeah, it's an old school way, but you can see it, you can taste it, you can feel it. You know what a $5 note looks like. You know what a 20 looks like.
And you've only got as much money as you have in your wallet.
That's it.
And then once you're out, you're out. And kind of related to that, I think when you've got kids, cash is a much easier way of showing them how the world works. If they tidy up the car for you, giving them $4.
Gold coin.
Much, much more impressive than saying, oh, I transferred $4 to your bank account. It's just way too conceptual.
Yeah, I'm a lot younger than both of you, and I'm quite interested in how much this sort of move towards a cashless society has changed over your lifetimes compared to mine, because it has changed a lot since I was a kid, taking my $5 note into school. BNZ would come in, they would take it away, they would put it in my bank, and then they would come back with my little empty pouch the next day. So it has changed a lot in my lifetime, but I mean,
well,
it's
so. Here's a story for you. So I can recall back in the 80s when I had to go to the National Bank before 4 p.m. on a Friday to get money out for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you had to write down in a book, what am I going to do this weekend? I better get it right.
You didn't just go to the ATM in the weekend, Wallace?
Well, there was no ATM. And I can recall my very first automatic teller machine payment where there was a hole in the wall, and I can recall my very, very first transaction. It was $20, and I went out and got a Popper's pizza in Dunedin. How about that?
I love
Saturday.
That story.
Delicious.
Well, so many thoughts, but unfortunately, we're out of time.
I know.
Hey, you're going to have a great panel hour.
Oh, yeah.
The texts are rolling in. Thanks, and keep them coming. Coming up on the panel today, Shane Tupou and Leonie Freeman.
Nice.
I have some firm thoughts
on those
political developments.
Yes, indeed. Cheers, Jesse.
Have a great day off tomorrow, commemorating Anzac Day, and Lisa Owen and the Checkpoint team are here next.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.